Let's study and see whether Imam Hussein was defeated in his movement and in the war that he started against the criminal Yazid. Now, to begin with, I would like to draw your attention to few points. One, Imam alayhi salam was not following and looking for some material goals and ideals. He was not looking for rule. He was not looking for power. He was not looking for wealth. And as we mentioned in many other programs, he says, "Inni lam akhruj asharan wala batar." Otherwise, he would not allow his companions to leave him. He would insist on them to stay with him. On the night of Ashura, he allowed them and said, "No more allegiance for you. You can go, all of you, you can go." In Farsi, we have a poem that Imam Hussein, according to which Imam Hussein said to his companions that whoever came here for the sake of power and rule, he should go back. And those who are ready to lose their lives and heads, they can remain. The second point is that he started his movement for the sake of very noble ideals: revival of religion, Islam, to eradicate the innovations which were created in this religion and in the society and community, and to show and disclose the nature of the rule of Yazid and Yazid himself and the people who were around him and what they were doing in harming Islam, and to teach people of that time and also the human beings throughout history the lesson of freedom and to live a free life and to set examples for all human generations. The third point that I would like to draw your attention is that Bani Umayyah and more amongst them, Yazid, was determined to destroy the name of Islam, the name of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. And as we heard, Muawiyah said to Mughirah ibn Shu'bah, "Dafnan Dafna, I would not remain silent on this. I bury this name." The next point that we have to also remember here is that sadness and sorrow, losing life and getting killed, these are not always wrong and bad things. Sometimes we are sad because of noble ideals. Sometimes we die, but we die an honored life, living 100 years. While we are not beneficial to anyone and we cannot do any service to any community and society, it's not a good life. We have artificial flowers that can remain for 100 years, but a small flower, real one, that lives only 1 month, that is what values and is important.
The narrator says, "The letter of Ibn Ziyad reached Umar ibn Sa'd. It was asking him to start fighting immediately and warned him against delay. It made Ibn Sa'd and his army to launch an attack on Hussein alayhi salam." The narrator says, "When Hussein alayhi salam saw that the effect of the admonition was less and the enemy was very eager to begin fighting, he told his brother Abbas, 'If you can avoid war today, do so. We should offer prayers during this night for Allah, as he knows that I am very fond of prayers and of reciting his holy book.' Abbas put up his proposal before them. Umar ibn Sa'd kept quiet. Amr ibn Hajjaj's Ubaydi said to him, 'They are the family members of Muhammad. Even if they were poor and low-class people, their requests would have been accepted. Thus, their demand was accepted. The narrator says, Hussein alayhi salam, who was in a sitting position, fell asleep and then woke up and said, O sister, during this hour I saw in a dream my grandfather, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and my father Ali alayhi salam, and my mother Fatima alayhi salam, and my brother Hassan alayhi salam, who were saying, O Hussein, you are coming to us very soon. According to another narration, he said, You'll be with us tomorrow. The narrator says, Zainab slapped her face and screamed. Hussein alayhi salam said, Calm down. Do not make the enemy rejoice. Then came the night of Ashura. Hussein alayhi salam gathered his companions. After praising Allah, he turned towards them and said,
أما بعد فإني لا أعلم أصحابا خيرا منكم ولا أهل بيت أفضل وأبر من أهل بيتي فجزاكم الله عني جميعا خيرا وهذا الليل قد غشيكم فاتخذوه جملا وليأخذ كل رجل منكم بيد رجل من أهل بيتي وتفرقوا في سواد هذا الليل وذروني وهؤلاء القوم فإنهم لا يريدون غيري.
Now, verily I do not find companions who can be better than you, nor any family more righteous than my family. Allah may give you better rewards.
Yes, if the aim of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was to gain power and to become ruler and to have material strength and power, he was defeated. But that was not the aim of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein always said that life with humiliation is worse than death. And death, while man lives in honor and dignity, that is the real life. It is wrong indeed to think that those who lose their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for noble ideas, they are dead. The Holy Quran says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَحْيَاءُ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Do not imagine and think that those who lose their lives in the path of Allah, they are dead. Indeed, they are alive and they are enjoying their sustenance near their Lord. Now, let me quote here at this time that Imam Hussein, while leaving Mecca al-Mukarramah and Medina al-Munawwara, wrote to the children of Hashim and to some of his friends, and he said to them, O people, children of Hashim, whoever from amongst you join me and come with me, he will be killed. And whoever stays behind, he will not achieve victory. In the first phrase, it says, whoever comes with me, he will be killed. So that is the destiny and fate of those who would go with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And in the second phrase, it says, those who do not come with me, yeah, naturally, and from the viewpoint of a materialist, a person who sees this world, he will remain alive. But in the eyes of Imam Hussein, since he lives in humiliation and loses his honor and dignity, in fact, he is defeated. And the victory is for those who accompany Imam Hussein and they go with him and they lose their lives and this. Yes, the aim and goal of Imam Hussein was to revive Islam, was to eradicate innovations, was to disclose the nature of the rule of Yazid, and was to set examples for the people in future. Imam Hussein has achieved these goals and he cannot be called a defeated person.
This darkness of the night has covered you, so make use of it. Each one of you may hold the hand of one of my family members and get dispersed in this darkness and leave this field, because they don't want anyone except me. His brother, sons, and the sons of Abdullah ibn Ja'far said in one voice, "Why should we do like that? To remain alive after you? May Allah never bring such a day." And the first one to speak thus was Abbas ibn Ali alayhi salam, and others also spoke, one after another. The narrator says, Hussein alayhi salam looked at the sons of Aqil and said, "The martyrdom of Muslim is sufficient for you. All of you may live together. I permit you." According to another narration, at this moment all the brothers and family members of Hussein alayhi salam spoke up together. "O son of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what will people say about us, and what will we say to the people, that we left the elder, the chief, the Sayyid, and the Imam, and the son of the daughter of the Prophet, and did not shoot an arrow along with him, nor held a spear in our hands, nor did our sword fall on the enemy? No, by Allah, O son of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we would never leave you. Rather, our lives will guard your life, so that our blood may spill before your eyes. Whatever befalls you will fall on us also. How wretched is the life after you." Thereafter, Muslim ibn Usajj got up and said, "Shall we leave you alone like this and return so that the enemy may surround you? No, by Allah, Allah may never allow such situation until I plunge my spear in the chest of your enemy, till the time only its handle may remain in my hand, and I may crush the enemy under my feet. Even if I were to be unarmed, I will fight with them. I will stone them and will not be separated from your honor until I drink the syrup of martyrdom by your side." It is said, Sayyid ibn Abdullah Hanafi got up and said, "No, by Allah, O son of the Messenger of Allah, I will never leave you alone unless Allah sees that we have remembered and acted upon the will of His Messenger Muhammad regarding you. If I come to know that I will be killed in your path, and then I will be burnt alive and my ashes will be dispersed in the air, and if this will be repeated for 70 times, even then I will not leave you until I see death and embrace martyrdom in front of you. Why not? This is only one death, and thereafter too, I will gain the eternal and everlasting generosity of Allah." Thereafter, Zuhair ibn Qin got up and said, "By Allah, O son of the Messenger of Allah, how much do I like to be killed 1,000 times and return to life, so that by this deed Allah may protect you and your brothers and the young members of your family. A group of companions also uttered such words.
May our lives be sacrificed for you. We shall protect you by our entire beings. And if, in so doing, we get martyred in your path, we would have fulfilled our promise of loyalty and would have kept our word.
The narrator says, during that night, the night of Ashura, Hussein alayhi salam and his companions remained busy in ruku and sujood and qiyam and qu'ud in worship. The collective sound of their worship resembled the noise coming from a beehive. On that night, 32 men from the army of Ibn Sa'd came and joined the camp of the Imam.
Spengler, the European knowledgeable person and scientist, says, the victorious person is a person when he is buried, people still can enjoy from his light, and his light from even inside his great grave is shining and illuminates the world. Not a person that dies and after his death, the shadow of that person becomes more harmful for him than a very sharp sword. Now, according to what I have mentioned in the previous programs, we cannot consider Imam Hussein a defeated person who lost the war to Yazid and the army of Yazid. He achieved those goals that he wanted. People of Kufa and Damascus and the rest of the world who celebrated the defeat of Imam Hussein and his army. Very soon they realized that they were wrong. They started crying and weeping and showing their sympathy with the family of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Yazid was so much under pressure by the people of Damascus at that time that he established and arranged for a very great meetings in which even his own family, his wives, his daughters, and the rest of the ladies were attending. And that was for the mourning of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and Zainab salamullah alayha was mentioning the event of Karbala. Ibrahim ibn Talha met Imam Sajjad in Mecca and said to him, were you not defeated, O son of Imam Hussein alayhi salam? And Imam Sajjad said, wait for a few seconds. And when the muazzin and caller for prayer says adhan, then you will realize who was defeated and who was the victorious. When the name of Prophet is mentioned, that name that many people wanted to destroy and eradicate. Now, let's go to the place where Yazid and Muawiyah, they were ruling. Let's go to Damascus. Let's go to Syria, to the capital of Bani Umayyah, and see if there is any mention of Yazid and Muawiyah. Anyone respects them? Is there any grave for them? And over there you see the grave of Zainab, visited by majority of the people, Muslims, Sunnis, and Shias. The small grave of a small daughter of Imam Hussein Ruqayya. How many thousands of people from around the world, from every corner of this world, they come to visit. Who is alive? Yazid is alive or Imam Hussein? Who is respected? Yazid is respected or Imam Hussein? Who is mentioned? Yazid or Imam Hussein? Who is victorious? Yazid or Imam Hussein? No way. Victory is always for the people who believe in truth, who fight for the truth, and lose their lives for the truth.
And he himself, before departure,
wrote to his family and people. And it is the truth that he who joins me will be killed in the path of Allah, and he who does not will not see triumph and bliss. Meaning, he who does not support me will not achieve anything. Meaning, he will live with regret and die